The Medrash, in the beginning of Parshas Ba'aloyscha, teaches us, Ba'aloyscha Saneiros, says the Medrash, Kol HaShvatim Kriva L'Chanukah Sumizbeach. As we learned at the end of last week's Parsha, Parshas Nasai, all of the Shvatim participated and contributed to the Chanukah Sumizbeach. Shiftei Shalevi, the Shevet Levi, Aaron HaKoyin HaYinasiyam, Aaron the Kohen Gadol was there, Nasi Le'ba B'Chashbin, were not included. Choshesh Aaron V'Omar, and Aaron was upset. Omar, and he said, Oili, Shem Bishvili and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mekabel Shifte Shalevi. Maybe it's because of me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to receive this gift from the Shevet Levi. Haftiach Lai HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him a message through Moshe Rabbeinu. Vamalayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Leich Emor LaHaron. Please go tell Aaron, Al Tisyare, don't be nervous. L'gdula mezo atem asukin. You have something greater waiting for you. L'kach namadabal arva marta ela ba'loischas aneiris. So the question that the Sefer Ginzei Yisrael wants to understand is, why is the lighting of the menorah considered a greater mitzvah than the kabbonis and the gifts that were brought by all the other shvatim? The Medrash also says on this pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oymel Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klai Yisrael, Ata Toa Neri, you light my candle, Vani Oyer Esnerchan, I will light your candles. What does that mean? So the Ginzi Yisrael explains that when we light the menorah, we become connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that Ner, the candle, represents the neshama. As long as a person is alive, his candle is still burning. His neshama is still burning. And what Aaron's purpose was, Ba'alois Chesaneiros, was connecting Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'alois Chesaneiros is not just a physical menorah that's supposed to be lit, but rather Ba'alois Chesaneiros is that he's supposed to take the neshamas of all of the members of Klal Yisrael and connect them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was what the job that was given to Aaron HaKohen. What Aaron HaKohen was told was, you should be the one that connects Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, he says that there's another medrash on this pasuk. The pasuk says, Yiras Hashem Kedoshav Ke'ein Machzor L'Reyav. And of course, this is a pasuk that we all know from Birchas Hamazon. But the question is, what is the connection of this pasuk of Yiras Hashem Kedoshav Kei Machzor L'Reyav to the parashas Ba'aloyscha? But according to the way we just explained, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving Aaron the role of being the one to connect that Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he says, Kei Machzor L'Reyav. You need to know, you need to accomplish that Ein Machzor L'Reyav, that there shouldn't be any Jew missing. Every Jew, you have the obligation of L'Reyav to make sure that all of Klal Yisrael are Yirei Shemayim and are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Further in our parasha, the Torah HaKadosh speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Torah HaKadosh, when it describes Moshe Rabbeinu, says, Loi chein avdi Moshe b'cho beisi nemenhu. Torah goes into great length in describing how great Moshe Rabbeinu was. But it's interesting. We look in the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Hei, Halacha Beis. The Rambam says, Kol Adam Roy Loi Liya Tzadik to Moshe Rabbeinu. Every person could be a Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rabbi Chanan Vassman asked the question. The Torah says about Moshe Rabbeinu, V'loi kam navi oid b'Yisrael k'Moshe. The Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu, there was nobody as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. So how does the Rambam say that everybody could be like Moshe Rabbeinu? Of course, says Rabbi Chanan, that pasuk is speaking about Nevuah. V'loi kam oid navi. In the level of Nevuah, the Torah is teaching us that nobody could equal Moshe Rabbeinu in the level of Nevuah. But we're not talking about Nevuah here. The Rambam is not talking about Nevuah, so that's why that pasuk is not difficult on the Rambam. But we still need to understand the Rambam, asks Rabbi Chanan. Tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu? Does anybody believe that they can reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu? So, Rabbi Chanan explains, As we just said, our parsha, the pasuk in our parsha, describes Moshe Rabbeinu, Loi chein avdi Moshe. The Torah describes Moshe as an Eved Hashem. So, Rabbi Chanan wants to understand, what is the definition of an Eved? What is the definition of a servant? So he quotes the Radak on the first pasuk on Yeshua. And the Radak says, Misha som kol koicha v'kavanosoi. Somebody puts all of his talents and all of his resources and all of his concentration. Kol ha'asoi g'choso b'Hashem Yisbaruch. He's totally devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Af b'sasko b'nyanai ha'olam. Even when he's doing things that he needs to do to live. You have to eat, you have to drink, you have to work. Miskavel avoidus HaKadosh Baruch. His intention is avoidus Hashem. Hu yikro ever Hashem. In other words, says the Radak, as the way Rabbi Chanan explains him. A person whose entire life, in all of its manifestation, is devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the definition of an Eved Hashem. And that's exactly what it says in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Beis, Mishnah Yabez. V'kol ma'asecho yil l'shem shemayim. Everything you do, not only your learning and your davening, v'kol ma'asecho, everything you do should be l'shem shemayim. So says the Rambam, explains Rabbi Chanan, Kol Adam Roy Loi Liyot Tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course we can't be Moshe Rabbeinus. But what we can do, and what the Rambam says is expected of us, is that we should devote our lives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we devote our lives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as best as we can do, we can't accomplish, of course, what Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished. But we can do what we can do. And a person who does what he can do, L'shem Shemayim, that's what the Rambam says. He could be a Moshe Rabbeinu because he did with the talents and with the abilities that he has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what we see here from both our parasha beginning discussing Aaron HaKohen, our parasha continuing discussing Moshe Rabbeinu, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings people to the world to bring us to be Avdei Hashem and to influence the rest of us to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know that the pasuk says at the beginning of the parasha, V'yaskein Aaron amul pnei menorah heroner sel kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe. And Rashi on the pasuk kein osas menorah, that Aaron did what he was supposed to do with the menorah, says Rashi, L'hagit shvacha shel Aaron, the pasuk is coming to praise Aaron, shloshina, he did not deviate from everything that he was told to do. And everybody asked the question on that Rashi, that Aaron was given a directive by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to light the menorah, and he did as he was told. Is that a praise of Aaron? Is that something that's special? Anybody who would be told something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do it. And certainly Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, that he did what he was told, is certainly not, we need to understand what is Rashi trying to say. So we look at the word Ba'aloyscha, at the beginning of the parasha, Rashi is trying to understand if the Torah is speaking about the lighting of the menorah, why did the Torah use the word ba'aloyscha? The Torah should have used the word ba'adlakoscha, when you light the menorah. So Rashi gives two explanations. One explanation is, Hashem shalav oylem eleach, that you're supposed to light the menorah to the degree that the fire will come up by itself. And the other pshat Rashi says, ma'ala hois lefnei menorah, there was a step stool in front of the menorah. Shalah koin oimid ametiv. When the koin was working with the menorah, cleaning the menorah, lighting the menorah, he would stand on that step stool. So we see from here that there are two ways of approaching avodas Hashem. One is you have to go up on a step stool, and sometimes you have to do something, and sometimes it's oilam eileh, it goes by itself. Aaron HaKohen, as we explained at the beginning of our vort, held himself in not as a great individual. He was even questioning, why was he not included with all the other Nasiim? Clearly, Aaron did not see himself as a great person. And the Medrash itself explains why. Whenever Aaron saw anything that could remotely remind him of the Chet HaEgel, it caused him to feel terrible pangs of guilt that he participated in the Chet HaEgel. And therefore, Aaron HaKohen, understood that he'll light the menorah and oilam ha'ilel. That pshat, that it should go up by itself, that I'll do the minimum, who am I to do more? That Aaron HaKohen was able to understand. But that malahos of flame menorah, that sometimes you have to go out of your comfort zone. If you have an objective, if Aaron HaKohen, as we said, was given the role of being, of connecting the neshamas of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you need to do whatever you need to do. Even if it means going up aloyscha, even if it means going up on a step, which is so against Aaron's characteristic, against Aaron's behavior. But Aaron knew that he was given a job. He was given the role of connecting a Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he will do whatever he's told, even if it's uncomfortable for him. Lahagid shvacha shel Aaron, to tell us the shvach of Aaron, to tell us the praise of Aaron, shloshino, he didn't in any way shirk from that responsibility. Because as we explained, Aaron HaKohen, Moshe Rabbeinu, were Avdei Hashem. And as we quoted the Radak, an Eved Hashem has only one goal in mind, and that is to do the Ratzon Hashem. That is the goal, to bring a Kiddush Hashem all of the time, on whatever it takes, wherever it takes.